This is Morning Edition on New England Public Media. I'm Carrie Healy. A prestigious show from the Smithsonian's National Portrait Gallery has made a stop at the Springfield Museums. The competitive portrait exhibit, known as the Outwin, is in town until April 2021. The Smithsonian Art Show gave Springfield curators the idea to install a parallel exhibit created closer to home. New England Public Media's Jill Kaufman took a look.
Smithsonian's triennial Outwin competition at the DeMoor Fine Arts Museum is a big deal. It helped bring attention to artist Amy Sherald after her work was shown in the 2016 Outwin. Sherald was commissioned to paint the official portrait of former First Lady Michelle Obama. This year's Outwin is filled with large paintings and a few multimedia pieces, including this stop-motion drawing animation by Hugo Crosswaite. The images tell the story of a woman's journey from Mexico to the U.S. The Outwin is on the Fine Art Museum's second floor.
Also a monitor that
just down the stairs on the museum's first floor is another exhibit, also competitive to get into, though no cash prizes. It's called This Is Us, Regional Portraiture Today. Curator Maggie North says all the art came from artists who live up and down the Connecticut River Valley.
I love that there is a range here of artists who are simply painting a beautiful portrait of two sisters. And there are artists who are responding to COVID-19 that are depicting the faces of George Floyd or Breonna Taylor.
Among the two dozen portraits, North points out an acrylic painting of a woman running. At first glance, Rosalie in Red by artist Nayana Lafond, who lives in Athol, Massachusetts, has a sort of shock value.
The work depicts a runner and activist named Rosalie Fish, who competed in her running competitions with this red hand over her mouth. The painting is one of a series which really raises awareness about missing and murdered Indigenous women.
North then walks over to the opposite wall and stands in front of a clay sculpture.
This one I just love because I was so surprised by it, because it's a non-traditional interpretation of what a portrait can be.
It's by Chicopee artist Marion Benz. The parts of the sculpture, called Self, are lined up on a shelf, surrounded by plexiglass.
You see four sculptural mounds, each one representing a different facial feature. Together, they create a non-traditional self-portrait of the artist, which she did while she was working alone in her studio.
Alone because of the pandemic, as were other artists like Dominique Thibault in Northampton. He says when he first heard about the Springfield Museum's call for artists, he thought he might paint a self-portrait with a mask, but that felt too obvious.
And then I decided, well, why not use Zoom? Because that's something that everybody's doing. We're all looking at others, but also ourselves through in little boxes.
Thibault's self-portrait in the time of Zoom is about the size of a regular computer screen. Like a Zoom gallery view, there are four quadrants. It's mostly black and white. Three images are of Thibault in different clothing and at different locations. The fourth image is of a camera.
And the camera is there kind of as an accomplice, because it's not taking the photo, the actual photo of me, the computer is. So I was playing with that as well.
Easy enough for Thibault, who, in addition to being an artist, recently retired as a computer science professor. This Is Us features work from established artists and from some people who might never have called themselves an artist before landing in the museum. Wynn Dromey, a senior at Longmeadow High School, says she was quite surprised her painting, Sandra, was accepted in the show.
The painting I did of my friend Sandra is a portrait with her, and she has a bunch of different types of flowers coming out of her hair.
The flowers fill more than half the canvas. Sandra is beaming at the viewer. Artists are inspired by all types of source material. In this case, Dromey says she painted her friend because Sandra is an incredible person. Maybe viewers could take some of Sandra's joy for themselves, Dromey says, especially now. But it's more than that.
After I painted the painting, that's when quarantine happened and there's the whole movement for Black Lives Matter, and she actually started her own peaceful protest.
Printmaker Lynn Peterfrund also has a portrait in the exhibit of someone who inspired her, but someone she never met. Dr. Frank Gabrin, who lived in New York City.
That doctor was one of the first doctors to pass away from COVID-19.
The drawing, done in colored pencil, came out of something Peter Frond does in her Amherst studio as part of her routine.
I've been doing a drawing every day since January 1st, 2012.
She drew Gabrin from the photo in his obituary, and like a journal entry, Peter Frond wrote in some of the obit's details.
I wrote on the left side of the drawing his name, where he works. He died at 60 years old. On the right side, it says he leaves his husband and countless colleagues and people who appreciated him. In parentheses, he did not have sufficient protection.
Peter Frond's portrait of Dr. Gabrin and the 23 others will be displayed at the Springfield Museums until early January. Then a second round of portraits from area artists will be hung. Submissions are still welcome. And if you can't get your hands on a canvas, the museum has some to give away. For New England Public Media, I'm Jill Kaufman.